talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Alabama Pines by Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happening January 30th through February 1st. And, by the way, we're about two-thirds sold out on the January home show. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter, John Currier with Southern Lumber and Millwork, and then finally we'll be talking with a remodeling contractor, Peter Loy, with Citadel Enterprises. But joining us now is content manager Ashley Rao. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, good. I bet you don't know what happened 30 years ago. You weren't alive then.
No, I was not.
I happened to read in the newspaper. Shannon Faulkner. Does that name ring a bell?
Mm-mm.
She was the first woman to be admitted into the Citadel.
That's awesome.
And happened 30 years ago. I was living right near Hampton Park and would always hear, you know, all these like yelling and cheering, all sorts of stuff coming from the Citadel down the street. And I remember one day it was pouring rain. It was right around this time 30 years ago. And I heard the loudest cheer and applause that I've ever heard coming out of the Citadel. And I went inside, and on the news, it had just said that Shannon Faulkner had quit. And that's how the Citadel reacted at that time. And it seems so dated now. I mean, mm-hmm. they had Save the Males bumper stickers
that's
out there.
Crazy.
And now, you know, Nancy Mace was the first graduate from the Citadel. And, you know, we're just so proud of all those ladies that that have enrolled and graduated from the Citadel. But I thought I would just mention that as something kind of interesting that happened 30 years ago. But Ashley, you're our content manager, and you're responsible for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine weekly email. And what will people find in our weekly email?
Yeah, so I encourage you to head over to charlestonhomeanddesign.com to subscribe to our e-newsletter, or you can pick up our latest issue on page 42 and scan the QR code there. And we send out two newsletters a week. The first newsletter is an editorial newsletter, so it has a few snippets of stories that are featured in our latest issue. And then our second newsletter goes out on Thursdays, and that's a sales newsletter, and that'll give you a few sales of some local showrooms in the area about what's going on in the current week or month. And we only post them on in the newsletter, so you definitely want to check it out because they're exclusively there.
Yeah, and there's always some great buys, discounts that that advertisers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine are offering. And do you have any as an example?
Yeah, Steve and Shell Living is launching their new upholstery line. So in stock and custom orders is 30% off through August 31st. Charlestown Plumbing is another great sale. They're doing a $179 water heater flush and tune-up through the month of August. And then Brownswood Nursery and Landscape is having a big sale up to 50% off from August 21st through 23rd. So everything is on sale, and they want to make sure everyone's aware of that. That way you can get a jump start on what you're going to be looking for, because that's pretty crazy that everything will be on sale during that time.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You should definitely take a trip out to Brownswood and stop by the tomato shed. You can have some lunch and then head on out to Brownswood, a very short drive from there.
The nursery is beautiful. You can definitely find something, especially on sale. And then lastly, every Saturday, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture has a warehouse sale, so they have some great savings for you to just come on and stop in their showroom, and you can find those there.
Cool. Good deal. Well, we've just undergone a big web redesign for our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. So definitely want to check it out. You can listen to past radio shows that are posted there, and you can also get great inspiration. And now we're talking with general contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing good. We finally got some sun out, and I don't know really how to act at this point.
I know. Take a moment, Tommy, and tell our listeners all about Priester's Custom Contracting.
Priester Custom Contracting, we're a local family-owned company that has been in the Charleston area. Well, I've been in Charleston area my whole life, but we've been actively building houses. I think it's going on like 27 years now. And we pride ourselves in the fact that we don't have superintendents. And I've got myself and my two boys and wife in the business. And we tag team each job, and the clients feel like they're getting more one-on-one hands treatment that way. We do custom homes, and we do a handful of renovations. Typically, the renovations we do are on a larger scale, that meaning that we go in we don't just go in and do a bathroom. We typically go in and doing multiple bathrooms, kitchen, shifting wall loads and things of that nature. We do a little of both. I think it depends on the economy, what we're doing. When the economy seems to slow down, I see a lot more renovation. And then when the economy's going good and interest rates are down, you tend to see more new construction going on. So it's back and forth. We try to do both just so that when we go through those lulls, it doesn't affect us as much.
Right. And you before we got on the air, you were telling me that you're in a bit of a dilemma right now as we speak, correct?
We are. Just like I told you, I was so glad to see the sun out today. But that's the thing in construction, is that the minute the rain passes and the sun pops out, everybody thinks that it is time to get rolling. The sun's out, and they don't factor in that after the rains, it takes 4 or 5 days for it to dry up enough to get rolling again. And, we all live in the right now moment. And this morning we have a large tract of land that we're putting a house on, a retirement house for a really nice couple out in Meggett, South Carolina, right on the river. And I had my framing contractors come in this morning and got stuck in the road that we had built because of all this rain. And then I had a load of semi-truckload of lumber coming in and decided he was going to go around the guys that were on the road and ended up spinning on top of the lawn. So grateful that he's not bogged up, but he's not moving just because he can't get traction. And yeah. So this morning we're going to spend the next hour or so trying to get him free to get him back to the site.
The reason I bring that up is that's kind of an example of all there's all sorts of different challenges that that a builder like Priester's Custom Contracting has to work through on a daily basis. Things rarely go smoothly, and it's how you handle the problem that really matters.
That's true. And, you know, it's got a lot to do with the longevity in the market, that you have the ability to attack it rapidly and get it resolved and move on. And a prime example is most of the time these trucks would be stuck. They'd be stuck for 4, 5, 6 hours waiting on a tow company to come get them out. And being that we've been doing this so long and have so many connections here in Charleston, I grabbed a phone and talked to my land clearing guy, who happens to be on his way to Edisto this morning. And he's going to divert one of his trucks with a big piece of equipment on it to pull this truck out this morning. So he'll probably be stuck. Yeah, he'll be stuck maybe 45 minutes to an hour versus a half a day. So yeah, you have to roll with it. And I had, you know, every day, every week you put together a schedule, and as the days go by, that schedule gets altered. And I try to tell clients all the time, you just have to float, roll with it, because this will definitely alter my schedule today, but not for long. And we'll just, we'll make it up at the end of the day.
And you seem to have a very calm demeanor. It seems like, a lot of people get triggered. They react, normally. And it's normal for them to react, you know, in a bad way when they experience a problem like this. But have you always had that calm demeanor as a builder, or has that just come with age?
That, I think, comes with age, and my wife will, I sure hope she listens to the show to hear you say something like that, because she would probably beg to differ with you. But it does come with age. You get to, you think you've seen it all, but you haven't seen it all. So it's a learning experience daily. And I think in this industry, when you decide that you think you know it all and don't want to learn anymore, that's when it starts becoming pretty traumatic, when something like this arises and you don't handle it well. But I think the key feature in this is that we're all dealing with people, and people make decisions, and sometimes decisions are good and sometimes they're like this morning and they're not so good. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's how you handle it, though, and it sounds like you're handling it at Priester's Custom Contracting. Well, tell me, Tommy. Besides, you've got this custom home that you're building on in Meggitt. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're all over the Charleston area. So we've got one, and try to give you some areas we're in right now and to give you a footprint. So we've got one in Meggitt, we've got one in getting ready to start breaking ground on in Seabrook, we've got one in off of Bohicket Road, we've got one off over in Awendaw, we've got one in Monk's Corner. So I guess we try to encompass the whole Tri-County area at one time.
Yeah, those are, some of them seem to be clustered geographically, but then you got to take off and go from Bohicket Road all the way up to Awendaw, or to Monk's Corners. You must put a lot of miles on. What kind of truck do you drive, Tommy?
I've got a F-250 that's and the reason I've got a bigger truck is just because if the need arises, I get on these job sites and bring trailers to my guys and keep them moving. And but my truck's a 2020 with 150,000 miles on it. So we travel a lot of ground in one day.
Right, right. And it's your two sons and Shelly, your wife, that are involved with Priester's Custom Contracting.
That's correct. We all are on every job every day, and typically multiple times, just because during the day you end up having different things that occur. Just like this here this morning, I wasn't expecting to see this morning, and it might be something different this afternoon. You follow me? So we try to visit every job site every day just so that we can address these problems as they occur.
Do you ever get surprised when you visit a job site, like a homeowner does sometimes, where they when they show up for the custom home that's being built and they're expecting to see more progress and it doesn't seem like anything has changed since the last time they were there.
I don't really notice that much, just for the simple fact, as my clients all know, that once they realize we're on their job every day and that we're doing things prior to needing them done, and we're getting information out of them prior to needing them done, they realize that there's no way to go any faster. And all these little setbacks are just minor inconveniences. And it's a part of, I always say, it's destruction before construction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is always a part of that, this things that occur.
What does that mean, deconstruction before construction?
Well, for instance, now we're going to be working on this road again that we've already worked on. So we've done a little bit of destruction on the road that we constructed.
Mm.
And so being that this was a empty lot, actually it was a fields, what it was, that went down to the water. Mm. And I think that this was a big piece of property that they used for hay bales. And so it's got a nice green, lush lawn. It's just not conducive for heavy equipment coming in and out. And the road's actually held up pretty well because we're already at framing stage. So we've had all the concrete trucks and block trucks. And the problem was all the rain on top of all those heavy trucks is what caused us a little bit of turmoil.
Right, right. How important is communication with your homeowner clients as you construct a custom home for them?
Would you repeat that question? Because I had the guy hollering that just pulled in, wanting to know if the truck was if the driver to the truck was in it.
Yeah, no problem. How important is communication with your homeowner clients, and how do you keep in touch with them and keep them informed with everything?
Either with email or direct phone contact. I prefer that one-on-one with direct phone contact, but some clients don't have that ability, so we do emails and or builder trend. I can tell you this, that my client's aware of what's going on out here 5 minutes after it occurred, just because when you keep somebody informed, I always say, you know, we're all adults, and as long as the adult's being told the truth and is being informed and things aren't shot to them, you know, at that point, you're rare to have a client that gets mad. He knows what's going on at his property right now, and he's in Mount Pleasant. So he said, please just send me pictures and thanks for being on top of it. And, I mean, what more can you do? So I think the flip side to a lot of these issues that people have is that they're not transparent with their clients. They're telling things that they think the client wants to hear. And that's not always the case. You know, a client doesn't just want to hear what you want them to hear. They want to know the truth and what's going on. And at that point, things just go a lot smoother. The truth, you tell them the truth and let it, everything else kind of goes, at that point, the way you want it to go.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So all of the projects you mentioned, these are custom homes.
They are. We've got, I'm trying to think here now, we've got probably one renovation in with all those custom homes right now. The bulk of what we have going on is brand new construction right now. And it seems to be the trend that it's for the foreseeable future. That's what's going to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that has to do with people don't realize when they want to renovate their home, and if they're in a flood zone, that they can only legitimately do 50%. It's called 50% rule, where they can renovate up to 50% of the value of the house only, not including the land. Or it has to be brought to today's standard. And a lot of times when people realize that, they go ahead and take the structure down and rebuild new.
Mm.
Because a lot of times they're compromising on a renovation as well. They're when I say compromising, they have a wish list, but yet that wish list changes depending on what you find when you open the walls up.
Mm-hmm.
So you could very well open the walls up and find out there's major electrical or major plumbing in the way, and or there's major structural changes that have to be made. And so a lot of times you'll find out a client will say, well, instead of making these changes, let's alter the desired outcome. And when you take something down and start new, you get exactly what you want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You might want 10-foot ceilings, but it's only but if you're renovating and they've got 8-foot ceilings, that's might be the compromise that you have to stick with if you're going to be renovating versus tearing down.
That's right. And then on top of that, when you're faced with that 50% rule and you go, okay, well, we were under the 50% before we went ahead and raised all these ceilings, and that's going to throw us over. So then they compromise on that as well. Now, well, let's just don't do that. Whereas if they took the structure down, they could get exactly what they wanted and meet today's code and not do any compromising.
Yeah, everything's brand new. Do you, yep. How involved is Priester's Custom Contracting when a homeowner does want to, they're thinking, they're trying to decide whether to renovate or build new. And, if they decide to build new, how involved is Priester's Custom Contracting in involved with like the demolition and getting to the point of being able to start your real job of constructing a custom home?
So we're as usually as involved as they want us. And it's all, I guess, depends on how educated the client is and their decision making, meaning that some of them will go get an architect designer before they get the builder, and then the builder will come in after the fact. Some of them will have us on as early as I'm going to meet with somebody today that is on a waterfront piece of property, and they're wanting to talk about renovating the existing or tearing it down. And I told them that this structure was built in 1960, so my guesstimation without even going there would be take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, they still want me to come by and look. And that's kind of the direction they're leaning, where I have another client that is, got a house, and and the is so much involved. Like you want to get a structural engineer involved, you want to get the designer slash architect involved, and then the builder, and they, if they're as a team, and it's a team effort, I think that the things work out a lot better for the client, and they're not spending money that is unnecessary, meaning they might get a whole renovation design and then realize, well, hell, we might as well take this down for the additional cost and what this renovation is going to cost, and just get exactly what we want. And it has a lot to do with meeting today's code. And being in the flood and things of that nature, the 50% rule and all that comes into play. And so they, a lot of times they'll opt to bring us on early, or, and sometimes they'll wait and, bring us on, after they've got the design. And the unfortunate part of that is sometimes they go, well, if we'd have met you first, we wouldn't have done the design. We would have just had a new house design. And so that's where you have the conflict, I guess. And it's hard to judge how you're going to get them, whether you're going to get them prior to or after. You follow me?
Yeah. Well, how can folks get more information about Priester's Custom Contracting?
We can be reached directly at 843-200-8495. Or they can email me at tepriester@gmail.com. Those are the two best methods of getting in touch with us.
All right. And you can always find Priester's Custom Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with General Contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with the husband-wife team of Butler Woods Purposeful Designs, Carrie Gadian and Andre Gadian. How are you folks doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Doing great.
Take a moment and tell our listeners all about Butler Woods Purposeful Designs.
Oh, well, so I have been in the kitchen, specifically kitchen and bath cabinetry business for about 30 years, specifically in the high-end, high-volume setting, meaning really just expensive products and a lot of customers annually. So I draw on experience from having dealt with multiple suppliers, and we're always and always have been striving to try to find that balance between, of course, what everyone's looking for, value and price. And I found that corporate structure is always helpful, but sometimes you need accountability. And sometimes accountability gets lost in big companies. And so we've tried to, you know, kind of tailor our offering to specifically that we can provide a superior product in a timely fashion, but we have accountability. There's a trail. I can pick up a phone and call somebody at our specific vendor and ask a question and get a response. Just as importantly, if we are missing products or need products, they're readily available to us and not coming from somewhere across the country. So that's basic. Butler Woods was born in the desire to provide quality cabinets at an affordable price point, which is really just the magic pill that everyone's looking for, so to speak.
Gotcha. And Butler Woods Purposeful Designs, you folks build custom cabinets for obviously in the kitchen, bathroom, and there's other parts of the house that Butler Woods can help with millwork as well, right?
Yes, we go through the whole house, basically one-stop shopping for all interior cabinetry and millwork. We do semi-custom to full custom, really bespoke cabinetry. I think one of the things that's becoming more and more important to consumers nowadays is technology integration storage solutions. So that basically we have enhanced functionality and efficiency in our products. They're not simply cupboards to store stacks of Tupperware, so to speak. Technology integration, that sounds kind of creepy. All I mean is, for instance, adding USB ports for phone chargers and then perhaps smart home lighting, security systems and things like that.
Gotcha. What are homeowners asking for when it comes to their cabinetry when they visit Butler Woods?
So I think what we are really known for and what our clients are responding to is that Butler Woods, like we have the ability to blend timeless beauty with like a contemporary elegance, but yet creating spaces for our clients that is there now. Like what, like every approach is, what is your client's now? How are they going to use their home? So as we go through the process of designing their spaces, we, you know, spend a lot of time and discussion on details. I just finished a kitchen now for a lovely young couple, and you know, all of a sudden you're like, well, wait, where do the brooms go? Like, where does your like Swiffer go? So we created like an area within their home that, you know, we put in that type of utilitarian use in a very beautiful way in our cabinetry. I think visual interest is very key to our process. I think we strive to make all of our designs experiential for our clients, how they live in it, and if they're entertaining. And it's really, you know, we're able to do it because we use premium materials and finishes and color palettes. It's very high quality wood that, you know, again, it's custom. So, you know, we can create a useful space and functional space for our clients in every design that we do for them, which then gives them, you know, the pride of the ownership of it. And like, it's theirs, it's their home. We've been incorporating a lot of, we have an outdoor line, which is amazing. And a lot of what we've been doing now is we're taking you from your inside, like creating your kitchen, your butler's pantry, a bar inside, to then, you know, beautiful French doors leading out to your patio, which then has our outdoor line in it, you know, to continue how, you know, people entertain in the South, in Charleston. And it's really just creating their functional comfort, I think, is a great word that we've been kind of throwing around. Nothing's better than being able to move about your space if you're just getting your cup of coffee, or if you're having a party of 15 people. Your space kind of reflects on how you're going to use it in your now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell our listeners about the outdoor cabinetry line that Butler Woods has.
Sure. It's great product. The local market right now has products that are built up north in Canada, so to speak. Our vendor is in the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida. It's a product called Zabilt. It's a really fantastic outdoor material, meaning the hardware stainless steel. The boxes are made out of a composite material, yet we're still able to have wood doors that stand the test of time. They're treated, and we have a great warranty for them. Basically, you can make an exterior space look like an interior space with custom doors. Basically, what we're looking to do here is, we invite builders to come in. What I found through the years is every builder has a kitchen guy or a cabinet guy, and every builder, after some period of time, gets maybe sick and tired of that kitchen guy. Yeah. So I'm looking to replace that. Designers are always looking to have a cabinet person. Mm-hmm. We'd like to be the designer's cabinet person. So rather than compete with everybody, I think we'd like them to come here and collaborate with us and let us try to supply products and furnishings for the homes that they're building on or mm-hmm. working on.
Gotcha. And so these outdoor cabinets, you can hose them off if you wanted to do that.
You sure can. They're waterproof, sunproof. They definitely will last longer if they're in a covered area with some shade rather than standing out in the middle of, let's say, a backyard. Not too many things that I know will survive, the sun and the heat that we have here, if it was just laid outside. But we have a 10-year warranty for the cosmetic portion of it, and the hardware itself will last easily 40 to 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
We also then, you have different materials that we can use to surface and face for countertops. Mm-hmm. And we also do masonry built or, stucco finish. So we're not strictly selling the cabinetry, but we're designing outdoor spaces as well.
Yeah.
What's the most spectacular project that Butler Woods has done with an outdoor kitchen, for example?
So I have three favorites. We're in the process right now of doing a really large remodel in Snee Farm for a lovely couple. And, we're kind of back to that, what's there now. They're, in the stages of, they're in their home to raise their family for the next decade or so. So we've done that. We've created the whole indoor space where then you walk out to a beautiful patio with a pergola and an outdoor kitchen there. We've done it for another couple in another area of town too. But each aesthetic is different because each client is different. And then we're about to start a project, fingers crossed, downtown Charleston that we've been working on permitting for 2 years. But we're there. And we are going to build a beautiful rooftop space right in downtown Charleston for our client, which will encompass an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, and, a lounge area. So that's super exciting. Because we do want to take advantage of what is the lifestyle in Charleston. We're outdoors a majority of the time.
And if I can jump in, my favorite is the one we have in our showroom or our studio.
Yeah. We do. We have a Guinness on tap, so that's always fun for our clients when they come to finalize some of the plans, being able to grab a nice cold Guinness. Well, room temperature, I guess it should be.
Gotcha. Well, I bring up the outdoor cabinetry because the weather's about to get a little cooler, hopefully, and people it's football season. People like to be outside, and wouldn't that be great to have Butler Woods install an outdoor kitchen with all that outdoor cabinetry for folks.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it, right? It's like we really seamlessly integrate a design that would it's providing modern functionality for our clients. But, we're maintaining a sleek aesthetic, a classic aesthetic, but it really mirrors what your client's desires are, how they're going to use the space. But I think that's why thoughtful design details and textures are really important to us. And that's why the Butler Woods cabinetry, custom cabinetry line is really just a bespoke, lovely product that embodies sophistication. We do all of Farrow and Ball and Sherwin-Williams colors. That is not, that is standard color palette for us, those two lines. So there's no upcharge or premium based on trying to get a unique or special color. The world's your oyster in Farrow and Ball and Sherwin-Williams worlds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like visual interest is key. And I think raising our kids here and being a part of this community for 23 years, I think we can really identify in what is good and would be a great value for our clients too. We do take into consideration, when we're looking at the overall property values and resale values, it's not trying to jam something down somebody's throat. It's more of how far does your dollar go? What are you getting for that dollar? And making sure it's high quality and it's on point, and making sure that their return on that dollar stays consistent. It's there's a lot of wear and tear that happens in people's houses while they're creating memories and having all these, you know, experiences. But our goal is to, you get to be surrounded by beauty the whole time you're there. And if by chance you decide to sell down the line, you're still going to get the value that our product offers that will continue that legacy of, you know, a beautiful, purposeful, functional space.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. And a lot of times people get a little hung up on the upfront cost of things, but you get what you pay for. And then when you do go to sell your house, that investment that you made, you'll get those dollars back, and just think of all the years that you've been able to enjoy your new kitchen, for example.
Exactly. And I think that's really important, right? I mean, it really is. And we take great pride in that. You know, I laugh because I tell my children all the time, who are now adults, you know, I'm like, you can have nice things, but you also have to treat nice things kindly. Like, you have to pick up after yourself. You can't, you know, but I think like that's the one thing that I love about Butler Woods. And like, when you look at all, like, I'm creating a lookbook right now that I'm going to give to most, you know, designers. So when they're designing something with their client, they'll have a go-to to show all the little nuances that one could do. It's not just by designing like a really cool door for your kitchen or any cabinetry within your house, but what's on the inside. And, you know, where do your cookie sheets go? Where does your mixer go? Where do your knives go? I think that's really important, because I think that sense of organization and things having a place then makes you as the homeowner and mother or father, like, you know, it brings a levity, and it's not as stressful, you know, it's like, it kind of takes you down a bit, because everything has a home and you're not jamming something that falls in the back of your cabinet and you can't get it. Your, you know, shopping bags and your flour are not mixed together, right? Like, everything has its space. Everything has a place and a home. And I think in general, that brings a little bit of calmness to your home too. Like, that's why I think mudrooms are super important. Where do the backpacks go? Where do the soccer shoes go? All of those things, because we all know there's a lot of gear that comes with families.
Mm-hmm. And Butler Woods can help with those, with the, mm-hmm. With the cubbies, in the drop zone, mudroom.
Yeah.
And in addition to kitchen cabinetry, bathrooms,
cabinetry
that surrounds the fireplace, for example, or a home office, all of those are areas where Butler Woods can help a homeowner.
Right. I can call it functional comfort.
There you go.
You know.
Well, how can folks get more information about Butler Woods?
Our website is www.butler-woods.com. We're in the process of getting that up and running. It is there, so people can see our website. Our location is at 725 Long Point Road, right in Mount Pleasant, and right by Bell Hall. We're Suite 102. It's the Long Point Office Park. And we have multiple displays within our showroom. We've really created more of a studio instead of a showroom. I think a studio is where, you know, people can come with their clients, builders can come, designers can come, the clients can come, and really just start looking at different examples and color palettes and the functionality within our studio, because we have multiple displays that show all different uses that one could, you know, be interested in.
Right. And you and Butler Woods Purposeful Designs, your showroom is part of a showroom feature we have in our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and has a nice nice write up and a nice photo of one of the vignettes in the Butler Woods showroom.
I like to call that the bourbon bar.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because we have we have our traditional classic, gorgeous kitchen display, but then we've created, like, again, like, you know, people are always looking for how do we utilize the space to our best. I created a wine room in an old IT closet. So, you know, we created, you know, a whole space where the room is chilled, where you can keep your wine. You know, we picked out certain tiles, the cabinetry, the textures, the countertop. And, you know, that translates into, I have two clients now that I'm creating one, like, you know, little bar rooms under their stairs. Again, it's like, where do you, what's your now? What, how are you using your space? And what, like, when we look at spaces, we try to utilize as much square footage as we can to create little spots for you. And that's kind of what the showroom demonstrates. It's like all the different nuances or wants that, one can think of in their own home. And we kind of try to then, you know, design and purposefully what works for their lifestyle and what's there now.
Yeah. Well, you can never have too much storage. That's for sure.
And it sounds right?
Like, sounds like the folks at Butler Woods Purposeful Design recognize that and are going to maximize your storage space. And you can always find Butler Woods within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Carrie and Andre Gadian, the husband-wife team behind Butler Woods Purposeful Designs Custom Cabinetry. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is interior designer Debbie Gamolka with Provenance Lee Interiors. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Debbie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Provenance Lee Interiors.
Yeah, so we are a design firm based in the South Abroad District in Charleston and specialize in historic preservation, mainly for residential and commercial interiors. We have been designing for over 20 years and mainly deal with storytelling for the luxury market. Our clients typically have traveled around the world and have many great stories to tell that we infuse into our design projects. And we love building those personal relationships with our clients and infusing those stories that really create beautiful interiors. We also have a philanthropy background where working with historic groups such as the White House Historical Society. And what I like to do is bring some of those experiences with philanthropy back to my design work and just create a lot of really great experiences for my clients. And in addition to the philanthropic segment of my business, we also like to create experiences for my clients that are memorable. So for an example, they will live in their homes and entertain and have these memories that will always carry through.
Very good. Very good. Who would you say is your typical homeowner that Provenance Lee Interiors likes to help and work with?
Yes, our typical homeowner does like to be involved in philanthropic organizations where they are either involved in something relating to their family, like some kind of a philanthropy organization that they are interested in themselves. And maybe it's like a legacy that their family has created pertaining to the arts, historic preservation. A lot of my clients have traveled. We love designing for historic homes. However, we also do new construction where we would take a new construction and infuse all those wonderful details, antiques that are important to my clients. So it becomes a storybook of discoveries when we are working through the design process with my clients and all the way to the completed project. So they're typically people who have done a lot of traveling and have really interesting stories to tell. A lot of my clients are in the, you know, we call it the luxury market, which means they want to have an experience with imagination, vision. And so what I do is bring out that vision and help my clients create this canvas that's like a storybook of how they've traveled throughout the years, what does their journey look like. And with the philanthropy woven into the project, what are ultimately their goals? And so that all comes out in the design process. And then what I'm able to find out is where they've traveled to, what important memories do they have, what are their goals, because that will come out in the design process through art, textiles, furniture, just different designs. It could even be a paint color that will remind my clients of some place they've been, where you know, Marrakesh, Florence, Italy, right to Charleston. Mm-hmm. And we have recently moved my design firm to Charleston as of spring of 2025, just because we wanted to be located here in the historic district, around so many beautiful historic buildings, and being that we specialize in historic preservation there, we do have a really great following of clientele.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, a lot of homeowners, I think, have a misconception about interior designers that they want to create spaces that are, you know, with all sorts of brand new furnishings and things like that. It sounds like you at Provenance Lee Interiors that you don't find it a challenge to work with existing pieces that people have that they've gotten from their travels or historic antiques and things like that. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, we do love working with antiques, existing pieces, especially if it means something, if there's a story behind it. And what people really need help with is figuring out if they're moving into either a brand new home or a new historic home, you know, which is new to them, is how do they make these pieces work from their home? You know, let's say they moved here from California, which is a totally different style of architecture. You know, how do they make that work in a historic home, which has many walls? So that's kind of the first order of business, is taking an inventory of the furniture pieces that they have and they want to use, and then mixing that up with some new pieces.
Very nice. Very nice. And, what's the difference between working, say, with like a historic home, with existing pieces homeowners know that they want to update those spaces, make them more usable and modern, versus working with a customer that's building a brand new home from scratch?
Yeah, so the first thing would be with the historic home, just depending on what condition it's in, whether it's a big renovation where there's going to be a lot of work to be done to renovate and fix the walls, fix some moldings that might be needing some work, which is the part that I love. I love going in, especially when we're not scared to go in and, you know, work on a property that needs a lot of TLC, because we do have a team that specializes in that. If you compare that to a brand new construction from the ground up, the difference really to me is figuring out how to make that new construction have some character. And that goes down to the building materials that we use, having to do with special moldings, that doing some research and finding out what particular molding is going to work with the style of what the client might want, whether it's Italian Renaissance style or a more British design. You know, there's all kinds of different architectural styles, but the main difference is, you know, we're up for the challenge to do like a full-blown renovation, whether it's a historic home that needs a lot of work done to it, which I do find challenging and exciting, kind of putting it back the way it was, versus the new construction. I would say you do have a little bit more leeway into, you know, always being mindful of what the design vision is. And if it's to create this Italian Renaissance theme from that time period, and keeping focus to that design style, but also you have a little bit more leeway being that it's new construction and you're typically finding the new materials, but then also fusing in any kind of historic reclaimed wood, historic architectural pieces like windows that you could salvage, moldings from a window, for an example, any kind of decorative pieces that could be reused and found. We do have a great pool of resources throughout the country and overseas where we can find historic, whether it's wood for a ceiling or historic architectural details, whether it's molding for windows or columns, doorknobs, any things like that, that people would want to, our clients would want to, you know, we would want to fuse into their design project.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Provenance Lee Interiors?
Yeah, so we are located in the South of Broad district, and our website address, you can find us that way, which is provenanceleeinteriors.com. Provenance, by the way, the word comes from the beginning of something, so it has a lot to do with antiquities, art history, and antiques. And you can also send us an email. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, at provenanceleeinteriors.com, or you can reach us by phone, which is 910-352-7339. We would love to meet everyone.
Well, that sounds great. Well, and you can always find Provenance Lee Interiors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with interior designer Debbie Gomulka with Provenance Lee Interiors. Thanks so much, Debbie.
Thanks so much, Tim. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.